Hey guys, this is Fred Ricciani here to present you with a retro recap of WWE TLC. With TLC 2015 right around the corner, I figured let's take a trip down memory lane. Now, if you want to check out our other TLC retro reviews, 2009 to 2012, all you got to do is, of course, go on soundcloud.com/TLC news, find us on iTunes, or go on youtube.com/thesportscourier. So sit back, relax, enjoy, and if you like this, please don't forget to subscribe. This is Fred Ricciani of TSC News here with Scott Anderson to recap the WWE TLC tables, ladders, chairs,
and stairs.
And stairs pay-per-view. We're also here to take your questions and comments live on the air. Scott, this is our first live show in a few weeks. Just want to make note. Was on a nice little vacation in Dallas. Came back, got sick as a dog, as many of you saw in the pre-tape show we did a couple weeks ago. I was planning on doing a live show after NXT TakeOver. I actually didn't get a chance to watch NXT TakeOver till today. Don't want to bore everybody, just my cat had a serious health issue that turned out to be a lot more serious than we thought. And I will probably be having to make a really tough decision regarding my cat's future in about maybe 24 to 48 hours. Hopefully not if things get better, but yeah, doesn't look too good. So, you know, it was just a lot weight on my mind the last few days. Finally, I made some time in the morning to watch NXT TakeOver. Actually, had a really nice breakfast. Watched the show. Loved it. Immediately kind of like fell back in love with wrestling because I've been so disenchanted with it, you know, over the last few weeks, and to the point where I'm no longer really doing a Raw recap, and I don't plan on doing one for a while. We'll still do a show, either pre-taped or live, at least once a week, barring any kind of catastrophic stuff, which, you know, occurred to me over the last week. So, I watched NXT TakeOver. My dad actually watched the last few minutes of it with me, and Sami Zayn immediately became his new favorite wrestler. I'm telling you, man, people love Sami Zayn. I'm all optimistic. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Charlotte, Sasha Banks. And then came TLC. Then came a show that, outside of one match and a couple moments, absolutely, positively, most definitely sucked. A show that represented everything wrong with WWE and professional wrestling today. Gimmicks for the sake of gimmicks. Swerves for the sake of swerves. Bad creative. Lack of promotion. Making baby faces look stupid. Did I miss anything else?
Making heels look weak.
Making heels look weak.
Want me to keep going?
Scripted
making
promos.
Making referees look confused. Making writing look bad. Making the crowd dead.
Well, the writing was bad.
Well, the crowd was dead already after what happened a couple blocks away, but that's beside the point.
What happened a couple blocks away? Oh, well, yeah, Cleveland. Yeah, that's right.
Johnny Stumble there.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, look at that. Sorry, not to interrupt. I'm going to change topics real quick. I just happened to catch the Eagles game I have on my big TV. I didn't realize Chris Christie's in the box with Jerry Jones.
Is he really?
He's a Cowboys fan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's what a kid. I know. What a traitor. I know, right?
Anyway.
Whatever. Anyway,
we could just start talking. Like, can't we just do like a live football chat right now?
Yeah, I know. But then everybody else outside of the U.S. is gonna hate us and be like, come on, mate, why don't you talk about Man U or something?
I can kind of talk positive about this pay per view if you need me to.
No, I don't need you to. I need you to be honest. Don't lie to me. Don't be positive for sake of positive. If you know you could get a perfect 10, why settle for a 6?
That's it.
Yeah. Huh?
And talk to my wife, I guess. Honestly, you know, I think I texted you this right before we went on. This show proved or needed a WWE title match. It needed it because the main event, it was decent. It had no meaning to it in reality. It was spots to do spots, like you said. You know, I guess the right guy went over. I mean, I don't even know if that's correct, but we had a cheesy 1992 finish, you know, with an explosion of a TV monitor under the ring. So I guess now we know, if we didn't know before, how these guys know when to pop up magically. So The opening match was good. You had the hometown guy, Ziggler, you know, do his thing, and that was good. Got the crowd going, and then you had
He had a good match with Luke Harper. How about we just go through his pay-per-view, because I know there's a lot of questions.
Yeah, let's go top to bottom.
All right, there you go. Top to bottom or bottom to top?
Well, first match to main event.
Okay, cool. Okay, so we had... Actually, was there anything on the pre-show? I completely skipped the pre-show.
Kofi and Big E won. Big deal.
Okay, who cares? Okay.
I think something else was happened, but I didn't watch it. I had a holiday party at my parents' house. So.
Cool, which was probably a lot more fun than the pay-per-view.
We had
Luke Harper, Dolph Ziggler. This match was really good, but my God, some of the bumps these guys took, particularly Ziggler. I mean, just stupid bumps landing on his knees from the ladder, landing face first on the mat. Like, I know he's taking stupid bumps before, and he's a show-off, and he wants to steal the show, but my God, there's so many spots he could have done that would have been way safer and still looked cool than just absolutely killing himself.
Well, Luke Harper took a pretty bad one on his arm, and it looked like he hurt it. But, you know, hey, look, give these guys credit. Give Ziggler credit.
Not worth it. It's a throwaway pay-per-view, man. It's not worth some of these stupid bumps. It really isn't, especially with the pay-per-view payoffs or lack thereof these days. And Ziggler got busted open.
Legit.
Luke Harper got busted open, I believe, on his left arm or right arm. And the doctor was actually working on Ziggler with the blood, because God forbid a guy can't bleed in a physical wrestling match. And I get it, safety precautions, but Luke Harper, for like a good minute, it felt like eternity, was just standing in the middle of the ring.
He didn't know what to do.
And he's just climbing the ladder so slow, like a goof. I'm like, my God, like, at least, and look, it's an awkward situation. I'm not going to put the blame on either guy. But, like, if I'm Luke Harper, I'm going out and, like, putting the boots to Ziggler or something. I don't know.
Times like this, you need a commercial break because it's so awkward.
It was bad. But Ziggler recovered, ran back in, you know, pulled the Kevin Owens, bleeding all over the place. Ended up getting the victory, which brings the question to me, Scott, and brings the question to you and to everybody watching right now. And, by the way, if you're enjoying this video, please feel free to click the like button and share this with all your friends. It helps our cause. What the hell was the point of giving Luke Harper the title? And what the hell was the point of beating Dolph Ziggler in the first place for the title when Dolph Ziggler actually had a decent amount of momentum for an IC champion?
I think it was the old, you know, we're going to switch the title up to switch it. But then somewhere in the last couple of weeks, I think maybe a light went on and WWE realized they actually have something with Ziggler more than just, you know, give a title, take a title. And that's what I think they did. And for once, WWE did good by their hometown guy.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen often.
Novel concept, right?
Yeah.
Novel freaking concept. Ugh. We had, what was the next match? Oh, yeah, it's Miz Dow and Miz taking on the Usos. This match sucked.
Yeah. Miz Dow made the match, but the match
this
sucked.
This match sucked. Do you want to recap great finish? This finish that we've never ever seen before on a WWE broadcast in the last month.
Hold on, that's what happened on the pre-show. Miz was doing some backstage where said to Naomi, you know, if we win, I'll guarantee you, you know. In other words, it was setting up for like a heel turn that just never happened. Kind of weird.
I don't care.
Yeah. Horrible match, horrible finish. Miz Dow was good.
Well, tell everybody what happened. I'm sure they can guess. But what was this brilliant finish that 26 writers, Kevin Dunn, Triple H, Stephanie McMahon, and Vince McMahon came up with? Tell us what this brilliant finish was.
Yeah, what was the finish? I forget already.
It was a DQ.
It was so boring. It was so bland.
It was another DQ.
That's right. Hit him with the slammies. Yeah.
Yes.
Miz used the slammies. Miz Dow should have like a paper slammy or something. That'd be pretty cool. That's right. The Miz hit Jay with the slammy, caused the DQ on the outside at that, not even in the ring. Then he hit Jimmy and Jay, and that was it. Yeah, you're right. I'm telling you, it was such a bad show that I can remember the matches. I just don't remember what happened in them.
That's not a good sign.
No?
That's not a good sign. Yeah, this sucked. And then we had the epic match. the most epic match of all time for the first time ever. A stairs match between The Big Show and Eric Rowan. And guess what? This match was so epic. I mean, they hyped this. They're talking about how these stairs weigh like, what, 300 pounds?
Yeah, the bottom of the steps are 133 pounds hollow. The top was like 88. Okay, sure. Let's go with that.
Okay. So they do this match. No heat whatsoever. These guys are trying. Look, I cut them some slack. They're trying. But this match goes on like 10 minutes. This match should have been like 5 minutes.
Way too long.
I don't even know how long it is, but I'll tell you how it felt. It felt like 15 minutes.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, I think it was about 15 minutes.
Just kept dragging and dragging and dragging and dragging. And then finally, Big Show chokeslams Rowan on the steps. Then he punches him in the head for good measure. Then he puts the steps on top of him and pins him with the stairs. So, and look, I'm not a big Eric Rowan fan. I don't really see the appeal. I mean, he was great with Luke Harper and everything as a singles. I mean, I kind of feel bad for the guy. He was just kind of thrown out there as a babyface with no real turn.
Yeah.
Why did he lose?
Yeah.
Show in 2014?
Well, look. I'll say this. At least Big Show in 2014 won a match. I mean, I understand 2014, and he doesn't need to go over. But yeah, I can't even. I'm trying to defend
him. Look, he's better than Kane at this point. He's still better than Kane. He could still go in the ring. It's nothing to do with ability with the Big Show. I think Big Show is a great heel. I think Big Show can be a great babyface. I think the problem is, I think somebody did the statistic. This may have been like his 16th turn. No.
Oh my God.
Maybe more. Maybe it's double than that. But I think in his career it was like his 16th turn. In his entire career, from babyface to heel to babyface. So at this stage, with Big Show not taking any real extended breaks throughout his career, wrestling full time, doing everything he can do under the sun, not getting over. You know, they tried to put him in that Daniel Bryan role last year, which is so terrible. How can you care for the guy? So why not have Rowan win? Let Rowan gain some momentum. And forget the fact it's Eric Rowan, okay? Who should not be in the pay-per-view over a guy like Tyson Kidd or Cesaro, or, you know, compared to guys like Sami Zayn and Adrian Neville.
Natalya, Charlotte.
Yeah, Natalya, Charlotte, Sasha Banks. Yeah, I mean, you could have eliminated that freaking match. You could probably got Ryback and Kane, too.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
You know, and added, you know, maybe some more time to the tag match and actually had a finish. Maybe you could have added some time to, I guess the Divas match. The Divas match wasn't too good, but I don't think it was necessarily all their fault. You know what I mean? I think the crowd was kind of burnt out by that point. But my God, yeah, this killed the crowd. Big Show pinned him. He buried a upside down Sheamus face, or whatever the hell he's called. I don't know. This match sucked. And look, actually, you know what? I won't say it sucked. It was okay.
It's the typical big guy versus big guy match. There's not going to be a whole lot of action because they're big guys.
But the thing is this. It's not even the problem that it's big guys. It's that it's two big guys that nobody cares about. It's Big Show who just turned for 1,000th time. And it's Eric Rowan who turned babyface for no apparent reason. And just, yeah. And what annoys me is like the logical matchup is Rowan versus Harper, right? Even though those guys really didn't have a conflict. Yet they did the match with 10 seconds of build on Raw.
So bad.
Just to build up to their other matches. And yeah, now they're – I mean, where does Harper go from here? I don't know. Where does Rowan go from here?
They go into a feud with each other. That's where they go.
I guess, yeah, the Battle of the Losers.
They'll become 1-2 in the Royal Rumble probably.
Oh, yeah, Battle of the Losers. There you go. Then we had John Cena versus Seth Rollins.
I thought this was an interesting spot for this match, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean,
Wyatt, right at the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah, Wyatt and Ambrose headlined the pay-per-view, for better or worse.
Two out of three.
Yeah, you know, after everything that went on in this match, I mean, this match is so overbooked. I was surprised this didn't go on last.
No, it wasn't. Maybe. It was very odd that it did come on fifth. And, I mean, you look at buy rates for some of these other pay-per-views, and yeah, you know, Hell in a Cell with Ambrose and Rollins did good buy rate considering, you know, so maybe.
Hang on, what's considering a good buy rate? There's like, the buy rates are non-existent these days.
Well, it was like 80,000 compared to like 40,000 for Night of Champions when Cena and Lesnar headlined or something like that.
I don't think that's accurate.
It was 60 compared to 40. It was something decent. It was decent. It was significantly more.
I'll have to check on that.
Double check that. Hell in a Cell did significantly.
I don't believe so. That's okay. That's okay. You're allowed to make mistakes sometimes. Study Be Creative does too.
Well, we'll see.
No, they're not. I'm looking here. No, they're non-existent. Yeah, it's practically non-existent. So I wouldn't even count that. But I'll say this: the interest level in an Ambrose and Rollins match was pretty big. Now, not as big as Cena and Lesnar too, but it was pretty big. But this Ambrose Wyatt match wasn't a match that I'd say should headline over Cena and Rollins. It's just now I'm happy the guys got the main event. We'll get to it. Once again, Dean Ambrose looks like an idiot. But whatever. Anyway, Cena and Rollins.
Hold on, wait a minute, hold on. I have here, sorry, not to interrupt, but I have the buy rate at 76,000, which is bad, but still 76,000 for Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, but that's probably counting international. That's whatever.
Whatever, it's still a buy rate.
I know, but I wouldn't say it's a metric to use on whether or not Wyatt and Ambrose should headline over Cena and Rollins.
Hold on, let me find it here if I can. Well, whatever. Either way.
Well, I'm just saying, look, it's great to have new guys in the main event, but you got to do something with them in that main event. Anyway, Cena versus Rollins.
Yeah.
This match went on forever. Kind of clunky. Featured a ton of interference from Jamie Noble and Joey Mercury. It felt like it went on forever. There were
two
false finishes. Yeah, there were so many obvious spots where the guys could have just thrown Cena into the table or vice versa with Cena throwing Rollins under the table, and they didn't. And then they did arguably my least favorite finish of all time besides DQ.
What, the restart the match one?
No. Ref bump in a tables match. It doesn't involve pinfalls or submissions. And Rollins goes through a table.
Right.
But the ref didn't see it. But 15,000 people and hundreds of thousands of people watching worldwide did see it. So
yeah, but
you can't put a replay up on there?
But wait, it gets better. Because about, 6 minutes later, Seth Rollins and John Cena go through a table simultaneously, legitimately simultaneously.
Yeah.
And two referees come out to say they saw each other guy a la, go through the table, a la Royal Rumble 94, I guess it was, Luger and Bret Hart. So these two refs couldn't come out 6 minutes ago and say, hey, John Cena won the match. Hello, what were they?
Yeah,
like in bathroom or something?
Kind of
weird.
Yeah, where were those refs before where they could have gone out and just ruled John Cena the winner? It was stupid.
The match restarts.
They go back and forth. More interference.
Who comes out?
Roman Reigns.
No, the Big Show first.
Oh, that's right.
Skip the head.
Then
Roman Reigns comes out. Out from the steps at that with his music and all that good stuff.
And he comes out with a new vest and new pants, and they still look hideous. Like, I don't get it. Just give him the old Shield all black vest and pants. It looked perfectly fine. But this stupid lining, like silver lining, green lining, blue, like it's stupid. He looks like a dude like my buddy Tom Green on Twitter. Not that Tom Green, this other Tom Green. He hosts actually a podcast on Full House, which is incredible, by the way. Shout out to @NotThatTomGreen. He said looks like Roman Reigns came back from laser tag.
Yeah.
It did.
It does.
It's like, what? Like at this point, just come out like shirtless or something, or with some cool, like, I don't know, leopard vest. You look better than this crap. All right, maybe not a leopard vest.
Remember when that was cool when you could say, like, Shield 2000? Not that with the Shield, but like LOD 2000. Remember that place? Sorry, it's just so boring. I'm just thinking of random stuff.
Yeah, it's just
nothing personal.
Yeah, so he came out, took out Big Show,
speared him through a table.
Yeah, speared him through a table.
Which was cool.
Yeah, John Cena, the top babyface, has no friends, but Roman Reigns just felt like beating people up. Okay, so took him out. John Cena got the win. Okay.
We had payback for Seth Rollins, so you can understand that. He hit the Superman punch. Then Cena put him through the AIS Rollins.
Payback. The last time he was on Raw, he pinned Seth Rollins clean.
They were supposed to have that match back in September. So
yes, but he already beat him before the pay-per-view.
I know he did, but it's all I got. You know, come on. We're trying to put logic in WWE.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do it. Did you notice, though, how they're trying to force-feed these promos from Roman Reigns on?
Oh, my God, the pro backstage. Now, look, I want to preface this by saying I think people criticized this promo on NXT way too much. I thought it was fine. He was talking about being the first NXTer to hopefully win the world title. I thought it was a perfectly fine promo for Roman Reigns. Fast forward 3 days later. Jesus Christmas, was this promo horrible?
Yeah.
I can't recount the words.
I don't want to recount the words.
I can't recount the words, but he said something like, at the Royal Rumble. And he had an awkward pause like this. Like,
yeah, it was.
I think he forgot his lines. It's kind of, why didn't pre-tape this is beyond me? But so he just goes.
Probably did. Just sad part.
I'm going to throw out 29 guys. And I'm going to win. Believe that. Now, his might have been worse or slightly better, depending on your perspective. But it was bad. Now, the crowd did cheer.
Yeah.
The crowd did cheer.
Well, I think everybody was expecting Randy Orton.
No, I'm saying, like, in the interview, too, they cheered at the end.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it was, you know.
But this interview was terrible. My God, he showed his weaknesses. You know what I mean, dude? Like, look.
Got a little bit of time.
Look, there was once upon a time where young Fred wasn't a great public speaker either. Okay, but I took care of that, and I did what I had to do between classes and lots of practice and lots of interviews and lots of whatever.
Training, vitamins, and sage your prayers.
Yes, yes, but I also was never expected to headline WrestleMania.
So, real quick, the stairs match went 11 minutes, 14 seconds. John Cena, Seth Rollins, 21:25. Hmm. Yeah.
We had Nikki Bella and AJ Lee. Nobody cared. I felt really bad for these chicks because they were trying.
If it's AJ's send-off, they kind of screwed her, to be honest.
Oh, my God. Another terrible finish.
Oh, before that, they did an interview with Nikki, in case anybody didn't know. And Brie Bella finally explained that blood is thicker than water and kind of basically said, I forgive Nikki.
Why couldn't they do this like 2 months ago?
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So, we had the match. It was okay.
The beautiful people finish is what happened.
Yeah.
Let's leave it at that.
Yeah, Brie Bella was getting kicked out, and Brie was so annoying at ringside. Come on, Nikki! Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba! I'm like, stop! Man, does she sound like
Skirt was hooked up to her like belly button.
I know. Does she sound like that with Daniel Bryan? Like, actually, I shouldn't say that.
Too much information.
I shouldn't say that. Bryan and her are a nice couple. What the hell are you doing there? Are you lighting some matches? Are you trying to like light your like TV on fire after watching?
Trying to shove this bottle of water down my eye so I don't have to think about this pay per view. All right,
sure. That. Speaking of eyes, Nikki Bella, when Brie distracted the ref, took out a spray bottle in her sock. Surprised she didn't like stuff it in here. You know, there's a little more padding, and she sprayed AJ, hit her with the forearm shiver, hit her with the rack attack, aka the train wreck, aka the shock treatment. 1, 2, 3. She won.
By AJ. See how I did that with the water and I? And
yeah. And just when we thought, okay, this pay-per-view's almost over, whatever, let's get over with it, right?
There were still two more matches to go.
Three.
Well, three, yeah, not counting the main event.
Yeah. Right. Ryback.
And Kane.
Ryback versus Kane in a chairs match.
That went 10 minutes, by the way.
Oh, my God. I'll quote Dave Meltzer here in his recap. It went 10 minutes, but it felt like 25.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryback won. Nobody cared. Crowd reacted well to Ryback, but
yeah,
my God, you know, one of these days, like, one of these days, your daughter Brooke's going to sit on your lap, Scott, and she's going to go, did anybody ever like Kane? And you're going to have to explain to her, much to her disbelief, that there was a time when Kane was actually popular and got a crowd reaction. And it wasn't a groan.
And he wasn't even a dentist.
Yeah, and those days are long behind him.
But that's my whole Big Show point. Like, Kane and Big Show are kind of like with that Rob Van Dam. You know, they don't have to win matches anymore. So to see Big Show win a match, I don't want to say it was nice, but at least it was different. And I understand the situation. But, you know, I actually thought Kane was going to beat Ryback too, because
I thought when he
there was
him,
a cool
was
spot
like-
in that match that Kane did.
Yeah.
Sanchez just throws an interception, by the way. Sorry, football fans. I'm a Jets fan. I'm used to that. Eagles lose. Ryback was going to go for the meat hook, took a couple steps, and Kane just literally threw a chair right at his face. Then hit the choke slam, which was actually a really cool spot. Because the crowd kind of popped pretty nice for that. So Ryback, of course, kicked out. Hit the
all right,
meat.
All right, that's way too long for a Ryback match. All right. Rusev and Swagger. Every Rusev Swagger match you've ever seen, only not as good because this had no heat, and we've already seen it. Rusev won. That's it. It was a pretty quick match,
horrible
too.
Match. Horrible.
Lana looked phenomenal. Apparently there was a fight in the stands.
That's what everybody was looking at, yeah.
Yeah. Man. And the icing on the crap cake, Dean Ambrose versus Bray Wyatt, which is a really long match. Actually really good, but the problem is we already saw so many spots with chairs, with tables, with ladders, with stairs, with crazy bumps, with all kinds of stuff, with Roman Reigns' big return. What do these guys have to work with? On top of the fact that this feud absolutely sucks, on top of the fact that both guys are in a lose-lose situation because neither could afford a loss. But hey, you know what? Dean Ambrose is back in a pay-per-view main event. You know what that means, right? Finally, for the first time since the Shield breakup, he's going to win a match on pay-per-view as a single star. Did that happen, Scott?
No, sir.
Do you want to tell everybody, and I don't think you could have forgotten this.
No, I didn't forget
what
this.
What the finish was for this long match, which I will admit I went half asleep during.
First, there was a cool moment in the match, and you might have missed it, where I don't know if you saw Dean Ambrose had that big ladder that he hit Dean Bray Wyatt, the elbow onto Bray Wyatt through the announce table. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw that spot.
Yeah.
Did you hear what he said to the fan? The fan must have yelled something to him as Dean's taking the ladder, and the fan was like, get the bigger one. Dean just turned to him and said, I can't carry. I thought that was kind of cool, to be honest with you. I really did. So here's the finish. Couple minutes before the finish, Bray goes to look for stuff under the ring, finds a cool 32-inch monitor, flat screen, that the referee, the announcers, I guess, are saying that's used for technicians and this and that. Fast forward a couple minutes, Ambrose goes to hit Bray with it, and it like the cables that are still sticking to the TV get stuck, kind of pulls him back. He goes to do it again, and the monitor explodes in his face. Yes, fans, we are going back to 1992 WWE finishes. And the monitor explodes in his face. He's blinded, in quotes, and walks right into his sister Abigail for the 1, 2, 3. That was my Scott Armstrong impersonation count. And Dean Ambrose loses the match. Bray Wyatt walks out, throws a chair on the ramp, and pay-per-view goes off the air. That simple, people. There was nothing involved in it. And that's the issue with this match. It was a decent match, as Fred said, though.
They worked very hard, but already. Just nothing we hadn't seen before. I mean, they worked really hard.
And there was no meaning to the match. That's the whole point. This might have been the first time that they had a TLC match that meant nothing. Because what did the winner get? Nothing. I mean, he'll get the job out to, you know, Dolph Ziggler tomorrow. I don't know, but there was just nothing, and it was kind of just awkward, you know?
And I'll say this for anybody that read this week's Wrestling Observer newsletter. Dave Meltzer did mention that if Undertaker's healthy, the plan right now, believe it or not, and I know some people can't believe this, and I want you guys, as I'm telling you this right now, if you haven't already, to go to our Twitter page or go to our Facebook page right now, and I want you to look at the photo that we shared of The Undertaker, okay, that a fan sent along to us, okay? And then I want you to listen to exactly what I'm about to say. There's a plan internally, and obviously it depends on The Undertaker's health, but there's a plan internally to book The Undertaker versus Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania 31.
You want to repeat that?
The Undertaker versus Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania 31.
You assume The Undertaker would win. And
yeah, and you would, but I just.
Yeah.
You know, look, I mean, look, it's up in the air.
The Undertaker legitimately looks like the dead man right now.
He looks like the dead man.
Looks bad.
He looks older. He looks like Mike from Breaking Bad, for anybody that's ever seen that show, Mike Armentrout. But he actually looks older than Mike. Old he looks. This guy, to quote my good friend Michael Roberts of Spike TV, he's on the Shogun aging plan. For those who know Shogun, Shogun Hua is a legendary fighter. He doesn't look that old, but he just moves old for a young fighter because he's been you know, fighting for so long. Actually, I think a better example for any MMA fans watching is, like, he's on the Nogueira aging plan. You know what I mean? Or actually, more recently, the Junior Dos Santos aging plan. My God, did Dos Santos look old and, ugh, beat up in that fight with Stipe Miocic. He also had a new body, too, but that's another story for another day. But, man, I don't know. I mean, that's the only logical reason, I think, for Bray winning this match. The fact that they expect him to have a big match with The Undertaker. And look, if Undertaker can't go, which I... Obviously, I would love for The Undertaker to be healthy, which would also mean Undertaker to be healthy to go. But I would love for The Undertaker to just say no. Like no. I'm not doing it. But the problem is, too, you know, WWE's a business. And while I'm sure Vince McMahon does care about The Undertaker, you know, I'm sure they look also at the big contract the guy has. You got to justify it, right? I'm sure they're looking to get him involved somehow, some way. Look, if you want to do something where after Brock Lesnar loses the title at Mania, you know, you have Undertaker maybe come out and beat him up, even though I think that would take away the heat of Reigns' title win. You could do that. You could have him just randomly appear. There's a number of different scenarios. I think it was so hard for me to watch Undertaker at WrestleMania 30. He moves slow.
Well, he did have a concussion.
Yeah, I know. But just, man.
Just keep in mind, this will be a 50-year-old man by the time.
But, when it's your time to go, it's your time to go. I mean, that was a severe concussion. That really was a bad one.
It just, it was bad.
And you know what? It's like, you know, I brought up Junior Dos Santos for anybody that's a UFC fan that watched UFC on Fox. Yeah, he had a great fight with Stipe Miocic. They went back and forth. But by the end of it, you're like, you know, I think Junior's not necessarily done as an elite fighter, but his best days might be behind him. Because he fought Cain Velasquez three times. The last two times, he got his ass handed to him. I mean, so badly to the point where it's like, your soul is taken from you. And I think a lot of times, like you've watched boxing before. You know what I mean? You see, like, sometimes there's guys that hold on for too long. And then they're in that one fight that just takes the soul out of them.
Yeah, Bernard Hopkins might be that one.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, you'll get that with Undertaker. Granted, it's a predetermined sport. But that Brock match was physical. That Brock match.
You still have to be in shape. You still get your butt kicked.
And you know what? I mean, how many concussions has Undertaker probably had in his career?
Yeah.
Too many to count, right? Yeah, do you really want to see him against Bray Wyatt in a match that's probably going to be no good? And Bray's lost so much steam.
You would have to have the Ascension involved. You would have to have people involved in that.
And still, it would have no heat. It really wouldn't. And
could have some cool vignettes going up to it and all, but
I just don't see it. That's why I think Bray actually went over tonight for anybody who was asking me that. But regardless, the wrong guy won. This feud should have never happened, at least around this time. This should have occurred probably at WrestleMania time, to be honest with you guys. And I think this just further hurts Dean Ambrose. I don't know if it was a stunt, you know, from Bray Wyatt's end. Maybe Bray Wyatt's gonna reveal, oh, I planted that monitor, which would be dumb. Maybe Dean Ambrose is just an idiot, and that's his gimmick. He's a stupid babyface, and that's also dumb. But Dean Ambrose gets knocked down yet another level. Look, I'm not saying this is the reason Dean Ambrose lost, but I wouldn't put it past this company, given how petty they've been with certain things. And you see how Vince McMahon is in the pot on that Stone Cold podcast. You hear how CM Punk had to deal with all the politics backstage, right? I wouldn't be surprised if they beat Dean to protect Roman Reigns.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, I would have put it past them. Maybe Vince isn't thinking that, but you know what? Maybe somebody else.
Yeah.
But, man.
We can't have anybody get too high up.
Yeah, exactly. But man, and you know what? I'm wondering, too, like, after the CM Punk medical stuff, are the doctors really doing right by Daniel Bryan? Do they really know what's going on? I mean, are they just maybe saving his return for a surprise at Rumble or something? Or do they really not know what's going on? And if that's the case, after 6 to 8 to 9 months of not knowing what the hell is going on with the guy, I don't know. I'm going to get a little suspicious, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to get a little suspicious.
Well, I can pretty much book your ending to the Rumble match right now if you want to hear it.
No, go ahead.
Here's the way I would book it, and here's the way it's going to be booked.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now. The final three guys are going to be Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, and Roman Reigns. You can put that down right now. You can bet the farm on it. I would have Rollins get eliminated and have it be Reigns and Ambrose. you do that, though, everybody's going to want Ambrose to win. Reigns is going to eliminate him and get booed out of the building probably in Philly. They shake hands as both good guys, and that's it. Two brothers, you know, and that's it. The best guy won. It's not going to happen, but Roman Reigns is going to win that and get booed out of the building like Batista did last year, and that's the problem.
Yeah, and then he's ironically in this year's in Pittsburgh?
Philly. Last year was Pittsburgh.
That's what I mean. So it's in PA. Yeah, ironically, all in Pennsylvania. I think Roman Reigns will get Batista. He'll go on to win at WrestleMania. And yeah, I'm not optimistic for 2015. I'm not. I want to tell everybody right now, I'm going to be completely honest with everybody right now. I'm very disenchanted with wrestling right now. I really am. And I know there's a lot of alternatives out there, but at the end of the day, just look at it from like a fan's perspective, okay? Forget, you know, that I cover this. TNA. Still the same guys that have been on their TV for over a decade. They're on Friday nights on a network that most people don't know.
And then Friday into Saturday, and then Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Just to add that.
Yeah. Lucha Underground, I've been enjoying. But it's on a channel that a lot of people don't get, majority of people don't get. And there's rumors that it might be canceled. Which, from a television standpoint, I can totally understand if it's not doing well in ratings and whatnot.
Yeah, but
in reality, you could have AAA wrestling with the English commentary on there, and it might actually, you know, work better.
The problem is with Lucha, like you said, nobody gets El Rey Network, so they get 10,000 people watching it. That's probably pretty good considering, but they look at it as only 10,000.
You know what, though? If it was good, they wouldn't have canceled the Matador series as well.
Right, which is and they said that was going to come back, yeah. So that's the issue. Yeah,
so, you know, and then New Japan. Look, I watch New Japan on occasion, and I'll probably watch on Access TV because I'm used to watching Access TV for MMA. And I actually used to be a freelancer for a very short time for HDNet many years ago on their website. So I'll probably watch New Japan. But I'm watching it more because it's convenient. You know what I mean? I know there's NJPW World, but I'm already subscribed to Fight Pass for UFC. I'm already subscribed to WWE Network, which I barely watch as it is. You know, I'm already subscribed to Netflix. I'm already subscribed to PlayStation Network. I have YouTube, of course. It's like, you know, at some point,
a lot of stuff, my friend.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, I'm subscribed to Showtime at some point and HBO Go. I mean, at some point, you only have so many hours in the day. Plus, I'm a big
so much money fan. In your wallet.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, what I'm trying to say is, 2015. I know there's a lot of alternatives out there, and yes, there's still Ring of Honor, even though they don't have local TV here.
Well,
but I'm just not feeling it, man. I'm not optimistic for wrestling in North America in 2015. Look, if Daniel Bryan comes back and gets hot again, hey, yeah, anything can happen. If up Sami Zayn, give him a decent push, you know, anything can happen. If Roman Reigns rapidly improves, anything
know.
Can happen. You know, same if Dean Ambrose gets elevated, anything can happen. But just right now, I mean, you know, Brian Alvarez, who's been on the show before, said that the third hour of Raw is so destructive for the wrestling business. Attendance is down. Ratings are down. The wrestling business is so cold right now. Our metrics for wrestling stuff is down. So I'm going to tell you guys right now, I am not going to stop covering wrestling, but I am going to be pulling back to – I've already kind of pulled back. But I'm going to be pulling back to an extent from wrestling and – trying to focus a little bit more on content that's really kind of relevant right now and really stuff that I'm passionate about. Meaning, Scott and I will still do these shows at least once a week.
I will not allow Fred to give up on wrestling, people.
Okay.
I will not have.
Okay, we'll do a show at least once a week, probably pre-taped, and maybe once a month, a couple times a month, we'll do a live chat just because of our schedules and everything. But what I'm going to work on for you guys is getting you more interviews. More in-depth interviews of your favorite stars. I'm talking wrestling journalists. I'm talking pro wrestlers, famous promoters. You know, we've got a lot of positive feedback on interviews we've done with Brian Alvarez, Jim Cornette, Chuck Palumbo, DDP, guys like that. You know, I'm still going to be interviewing guys. So I think I'm going to shift more focus to that and really relevant content that you're going to get a lot more out of and some good insight. And we're going to be increasing our video game coverage, which is what I've been saying for the last few months, but really going to ramp it up this month. Kind of got on a slow start because I was sick as a dog for 10 days the first part of this month and everything that happened to my cat and everything. But I'm telling you, we're shifting gears a little bit, but we will still have a focus on MMA. We will still have a focus on pro wrestling, but we're going to shift it in a sense where we're going to make the content a little bit better for you guys and really focus on the stuff that I kind of enjoy too. And then a lot of you guys I know enjoy, which is interviews and features, because right now, just recapping Raw and talking about how much Raw sucks, I mean, it gets old after a while. It really does. It really does. So, yeah, that's that.
Is there any other sports maybe we can talk about, too, if any of the people watching have any, you know, besides football? And, you know, I know I like NASCAR. Alan likes NASCAR. I know not a lot of people do. I know you're not into it as much. But, you know, anything else that, you know, not to speak for you, Fred, but you guys want – you know, Fred and even myself or anybody to cover, you know.
Yeah, let us know. And I think, you know, video games have gotten overwhelmingly positive feedback. So if there's any games you'd like us to review, I mean, it's editorial, you know what I mean? So it's not like we're going to be streaming, like, full-blown gameplay or anything. We could do that on Twitch, too. If you want us to stream something on Twitch or whatever, let us know, man. But, you know, Eugene just invested in a Wii U. He also got an Xbox One. I got a PS4 and 360, and we both got gaming PCs. Scott has his Atari from like 1975. So
yeah, can you review NCAA Football 07 for PlayStation 2, please?
Yeah, there you go.
I love that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That would be awesome, actually, if we got like a Nintendo and reviewed like RC Pro-Am and pro wrestling game and stuff like that from like the 80s.
You know what? I'll see what I can do.
That would actually be really cool.
I'll see what I can do. Now, we got a lot of comments here, so let's get to them because I know people want to have their voices heard. Roz Gibby, I thought this was Big Show's 26th heel turn. Might as well.
36th.
Yeah. Jeremy Bowers, the only guys who stepped up after the NXT special tonight were Ziggler, Harper, Ambrose, and Wyatt. Rollins and Cena worked hard. The problem is just the booking sucked, you know?
I think everybody worked hard. It was just, bad.
Yeah, creative, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Fred, why haven't you reviewed NXT? Because I was spending 7 hours in an animal hospital, not knowing if my pet was going to live. So, but I will give you my quick thoughts since a lot of people asked. Finn Balor's entrance was badass, went a little too long, but it was pretty badass. Finn Balor and Hideo Itami against Ascension, good match, only because of Itami and Balor. Rick Victor is actually pretty good, you know, in the ring, but he's just very bland and needs hair plugs. He looks like Paul Heyman's love child.
It seems like Itami has kind of gotten like pushed back a little bit with Finn Balor and
it's weird seeing Kenta in the style. I don't know if he's going to get over in the style. His best bet would be to get called up with Balor as a tag team and then eventually split them off. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but that's what I would do. But of course, it's the Ascension, the least impressive, you know, set of wrestlers besides maybe Baron Corbin, you know, they're the ones getting called up. Huh? And I don't even necessarily mind him getting called up, but
keep him called up as a tag team.
Think about this, okay? And Triple H, I know internally, is probably fighting an uphill battle with Vince McMahon and Kevin Dunn. Even though I think Triple H should have really gone to bat for Charlotte and should have picked that hill to die on with Charlotte losing to Natty. I don't think he should have ever allowed that. I know it's tough, it's Vince, and there's a 3-hour show, and there's so much other politics I'm sure Triple H is going through, including, you know, justifying the performance center and everything. But, my God, you cannot put Charlotte in a position like that. I'm sorry, you can't. Anyway.
Well, there was a rumor that Natty wanted Charlotte to go over.
Yeah,
and
everybody did. But, you know, Vince just said, whatever. I mean,
she was too much Ric Flair on that, too. That was horrible.
Yeah,
horrible.
Which is not her style at all. That's not her style. So, Rick Victor and Conor O'Brien, I guess there's Victor and Conor, what was I saying? Oh, well, think about this, okay? You're Triple H. You're fighting an internal battle with Kevin Dunn, right? And investors and people are saying, why are you spending all this money on developmental and the performance center, blah, blah, and you have to justify the cost, okay? So the people that you call up this year from NXT, not counting Paige, I think it's done pretty well for herself, okay, are the following. Bo Dallas, Adam Rose, and The Ascension.
Well,
actually, I'm sorry. Rusev. My apologies. Rusev. Rusev's been great. I like Rusev. But besides Rusev, Bo Dallas, Adam Rose, and The Ascension.
Well, Paige and Emma, but they don't count, I guess.
No, I said like Paige's pretty good. Emma, they just did nothing with. Emma,
yeah, but Paige now is nothing because they did too much with her.
But, well, don't worry. She's going to be on Total Divas and she'll be wearing skimpy clothing. She'll be good.
Yeah.
So, but, excuse me.
Iron Man here.
Yeah, but the Ascension, really, before Sami Zayn and Adrian Neville?
Well, if you look – yeah, but hold on. You know, if you look at what they might be trying to do, you can justify it because they need tag teams if they're going to try to do any godforsaken thing with that division.
They call up Finn Balor and Kenta.
They're not – well, yeah, but they're not – they're singles guys, you know?
They're a tag team right now.
I understand. Yeah, well, so is Ty Dillinger.
Yeah. How about this to spice up 3-hour Raws? Once a month you have an NXT showcase.
Yeah.
Okay. And how about this? How about you actually bring up, if you don't want to use indie guys as jobbers, you have no problem beating CJ Parker and Ty Dillinger, Sean Spears, a poor guy's in developmental for freaking a decade. I hope he's at least making remotely decent money for being a minor leaguer. You know, no disrespect. I'm just saying this guy's been around since like freaking mid-2000s OVW. I mean, it's ridiculous how long he's been around. You can't call these guys up and maybe just have them be like job guys?
Well, they did it with Sami Zayn on Main Event. He didn't job. He had a good match, couple matches.
But no, I'm saying if you want to do like some squash matches, you know, you can't have CJ Parker.
Yeah, but the problem with doing that is you would have to almost put him in a mask because people know CJ Parker. So
yeah, I know, but no, but he's irrelevant anyway, and he's jobbing at NXT. So why not job him on the main roster?
CJ Parker's not irrelevant. Well,
he's irrelevant.
You're kind of getting ahead on the tapings, but yeah, I mean,
no, he's pretty.
Oh, CJ Parker. I'm sorry, I was thinking of never mind. Yeah, yeah, CJ.
Yeah, yeah, I'm talking about CJ Parker. He's definitely.
Yeah, I was thinking of the other guy, the blonde with the camera.
Oh, Tyler Breeze?
Yeah, I was thinking of Tyler
Breeze. What the hell? Sorry. Yeah, that guy, they haven't done anything with that guy in, like, weeks.
Well, and they're not going to if you've read the spoilers. He jobs out to your boy Baron Corbin. CJ Parker's
Did he job out to Baron Corbin?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, my God.
Don't you forget that. CJ Parker's the truth.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Kim Angle said. All right.
After what happened Thursday?
What happened?
Off subject. Is he even alive? Because
CJ Parker?
Yeah, CJ Parker, because he got destroyed. By Kevin Owens. There's no other way to put it. Kevin Owens destroyed CJ Parker.
Yeah.
On NXT. And Owens actually, was he legitimately in tears or was that just part of the gimmick? Because he looked humbled when he came out.
I'm sure, you know, part of it was real emotion. I'm sure it was. So I just like my thoughts on NXT overall. I thought it was a great show. I love the ending with Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. Yeah, I loved the Charlotte match and Sasha Banks match. I look at this main roster here. Yeah, Kofi Kingston, who they're never going to do anything with. You have Xavier Woods, who, you know, with all due respect to Xavier Woods, he's decent. He's not great.
He's undersized.
That's not the undersized. It's just not that great. That's the bottom line. It's not that great. You have Heath Slater, who I don't care for anymore. You have Titus O'Neil, who I like very much, but Titus isn't going to get any better. He sucks.
He had such an awkward moment on Raw, didn't he, though?
Yeah, oh, yeah. And apparently there was no point for that either, which is hilarious. You know, you got him, you got the Matadors who are irrelevant. You got so many guys that are just irrelevant on the roster. I mean, you could immediately bring up at least like 3 to 4 guys from NXT. You could bring up Sami Zayn right now. You could bring up Adrian Neville right now. Kevin Owens right now. You want to throw the Ascension in the tag team division? Why not? Let them be, lower mid-carders that nobody cares about with a cool entrance. You know, you could call up Finn Balor and Hideo Itami right now. I mean, those guys belong on the main roster right now. They really do. There's no to me, like, keeping them on there, I know it's beating a dead horse. It's the equivalent of UFC buying Strikeforce in 2011 and keeping Overeem and Nick Diaz when they're on their hottest streaks at Strikeforce. So just to give you an example for any MMA fans that don't understand this analogy, okay? Nick Diaz, top fighter, a little overrated, but he's a personality, all right? He drew 800 or 900,000 buys with George St. Pierre. All right? He was originally part of UFC's competition, Strikeforce. When UFC bought Strikeforce, kind of like WWE buying WCW back in the day, they transferred his contract over. I'm not saying Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens and Adrian Neville being in NXT right now for this long is the equivalent of UFC keeping Nick Diaz, who could have made him a lot of money, in Strikeforce the whole time until they eventually shut down Strikeforce. But it's pretty close. It's pretty close. It's almost the equivalent of, like, I mean, Kurt Angle only spent a cup of coffee in developmental. I don't think he spent too much time in developmental back in the day. But it's like the equivalent of keeping Kurt Angle in developmental for like 2-3 years when he could have brought him up in, like, you know, 99, 2000. It's pretty bad. But hey, whatever. Let's just keep our best guys on the minor league then. Whatever. Anyway. You still there, Scott? Hello, Scott. Alright, well, I lost Scott there. We'll have to... Actually, it looks like Sky froze. That sucks. Alright. Well, I'll get Scott back in a few. Okay. Oh, yeah, Scott, my Skype got frozen, so I'll call you back as soon as this works. Okay, Mr. Racer says, I wanted Randy Orton. Of course, Manpreet. Man, for those that don't know, Manpreet's a resident Randy Orton fan. He loves Randy Orton unapologetically. I really don't know why. And I like Randy Orton too, but his obsession is just a tad bit creepy. Tad bit creepy. Okay. Somebody bring up La Resistance. I haven't heard that tag team name in about 10 years. You can look them up on the DDB network. Oh, wait. No, you really can't because they don't have the old Raws from the mid-2000s. Okay. And actually, I would like Randy Orton back, to be honest with you. Because I'm just tired of freaking thin roster of baby faces and saying Kane in main events. Ugh. Kane! Ugh. Ugh. Brian Kendrick wrestled in a dark match. I think he wrestled Sammy Callahan, whatever the hell his name is. Oh, hey, Scott, you're back on?
Yeah, I thought my laughing you got annoyed with. I felt bad there.
And now your volume's coming in low. That's lame.
Oh, wait a minute. How about now?
No, I'm going to have to call you in my cell. All right. Yeah, let me do that then. Scott, stand by. I'll call you back in a second.
All right.
Man, I blame Baron Corbin for this one. Actually, no, I blame Dean Ambrose. You know, he pulled out the monitor. Maybe that monitor belonged to TSC, and it messed up Scott's audio. Alberto Del Rio is going to ROH. That should be good for his bank account. Should be pretty good. Divas Division sucks in WWE. Charlotte should save it. What do you think will happen with Naomi? Well, official Kid Crush Gaiman. Naomi is off Total Divas, but I think she'll still be utilized. Kind of sucks for her, though. Alexander Minter. I hope she goes after the Divas Championship. Natalia is great, but I feel like she's acting like Beth Phoenix on her last run. I miss Beth Phoenix. I do. Okay, John Cena should book himself. No, not really. I don't think so. Hayden, Nikki Bella, AJ Lee ending. You and me both, buddy. Dean Ambrose is crazy, not stupid. Well, Telvin, they're making him look stupid. So what do you want me to say, brother? They're making him look very stupid. Okay, Naomi's a natural face. Yeah, she doesn't fit the role of heel at all. Trish was a great women's heel. Yeah, she was pretty good. She was pretty good with that short run with Christian. I hope they don't push Ava Marie as a face. I don't even know Ava Marie was still employed. I don't care for her at all. What do you think about the Giants' chances next year? Well, I like the fact that Odell Beckham Jr. is kicking ass. That gives me some hope. We want Sasha Banks. Yeah, I love Bay. I mean, Sasha Banks. Reigns' promo on NXT was okay, but this promo tonight sucked. Jeremy Bowers, Heyman will own Reigns on the mic during the Lesnar Reigns feud heading into WrestleMania. I think Orlando Jordan at this point might own Reigns on the mic. All right, that might be too mean. I think Roman Reigns would feel more comfortable as a heel. He might, but I don't think that they're going that direction. They may be forced in that direction down the road. But that ain't happening right now. Okay, let's give Mr. Scott a call. Let's see if we can get him on here. Scott, are you back on?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes?
Good. We are good.
Cool. So, Scott, I would like your thoughts on the Divas division, as some people are asking here. And do you think we will ever, at least in the next year or two, see anything like we have seen in NXT on Raw? Or SmackDown, or on pay-per-views with Divas.
Well, I think AJ Lee put it best, you know, with her acceptance speech Monday night, that, you know, she kind of said, you know, these, you know, what was it, Emma, Paige, Charlotte, you know, Bailey, they need to take, you know, get called up and take the the, you know, get that brass ring, so to speak.
Yeah. I agree.
What? So, I don't know. I heard a weird background noise there.
Oh, that was, yeah, that was my phone acting funky.
Ah, Roger. I think here's the issue. NXT is so good because you have, you know, a handful of writers, whereas the main roster is so bad because you have a boatload of writers.
Yeah, you only have one guy.
That's the issue.
You have one writer. I think his name is Ryan Ward. And then you have who do you have? You have what the heck? Let me fix this. And then you have Triple H, who just approves everything. So I don't know. Ryback should face Rusev, I guess. I don't know about that. Let's see. Ryback should get the IC title. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he shouldn't. What do you think about? Hang on. What do you think about Roman Reigns winning the title? Hello, Scott. Well, it looks like we lost Scott, which means I am going to blame nobody else other than Bray Wyatt and Dean Ambrose. I'll just call Scott in a cell. That would be the easy thing to do. Ryback's push was over before it started. Well, yeah. Well, I don't think it has anything to do with the CM Punk interview, honestly. I don't think anybody really cares about that. I mean, some hardcore fans might, but I don't think most care too much. Okay. Ambrose versus the Monitor, WrestleMania 31. I like that. Okay, I'm giving Scott a call back now. We'll see if we can reach him. Ambrose versus JBL? What? No, I don't think so. The Bunny goes on to WrestleMania. If the Bunny's still around by WrestleMania, if the Bunny and Brock or if the Bunny and Adam Rose are still around WrestleMania, oh, Scott, are you here?
You call me and I hear you talking about the Bunny. Oh man.
Yeah.
It's a bad night.
It is because Skype's acting weird. We were trying to take some calls and Skype was acting weird. You kept getting dropped. It kept making a weird noise. I mean, do we just blame Dean Ambrose at this point?
Let's blame Dean. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, we'll blame Dean Ambrose at this point. Okay, what is wrong with this pay-per-view? Nothing but spots. If Vince thinks NXT is nothing but spots, this shows how out of touch he is. I don't know if he thinks it's nothing but spots. I think just Vince doesn't watch NXT and is so insulated.
Yeah, just gimmick pay-per-views are not, they don't mean anything, and they're garbage, you know?
If it's a gimmick for the sake of a gimmick, I mean, why? Why bother?
There's no point.
Yeah.
These are meaningless pay-per-views that, in reality, I don't think WWE even cares as much anymore because they have the network, they have our money, we can cancel what we want, most of us won't because we still, deep down, do love wrestling. And, you know, they just don't care. It's like, you know, we're going to put this on. We think it's good. You're going to watch. You're not going to watch. We have your money, and that's just the way it is. We're going to, you know, for the most part, it's a pay-per-view. We're going to sell out our building, and, you know, we're going to go our way.
Yeah, sucks.
It does. It'll never be what it once was, and that's okay, but it has to, there just has to be some stability, and that's the issue right now. Now, you know, I know Fred was talking about the, you know, doing gaming and different things on here, and, you know, I'm trying to get the opposite, where I'm trying to get into more of like ROH and, you know, House of Hardcore and Lucha and stuff like that, and I'm enjoying those companies a lot. And it's hard to, you know, WWE is just like, oh, man.
And you have to remember, too, though, the business goes by the standard bearer. And unless you get a company like WCW that can give, you know, WWE a stiff kick in the ass, or more recently, in the case of Bellator, kind of giving UFC a stiff kick in the ass, at the end of the day, the industry is only going to go as far as the standard bearer. And if WWE is cold and continues to burn out their audience, you know, that's not good for the business. I don't care who you are. I don't care how good your wrestling is. You know, unless you have money and TV to back it up. That's not good for the business.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know, something's got to change. And that's why, you know, to be honest, I think that these guys who are in NXT right now, I think it's better for them overall. this way they're not lost in the shuffle. They're main event guys. I mean, their paychecks might not be as good or whatever, but it's better for these guys. You know, I don't know if I'd want to be Sami Zayn. And, you know, you call me up to the main roster for what? I have a couple good matches, and then I start losing the Titus or Neon Curtis Axel? I mean...
No, but at the same time, yeah.
I really want that.
Yeah,
I know. Disrespect to those guys.
Yeah, I know. It's just ridiculous. Do you think Ziggler versus Cena will happen at WrestleMania for the IC title? No, not in any universe whatsoever. Julian Bravo, I think WWE needs to reach out to Bully Ray. They've had 10 years to reach out to Bully Ray, and they haven't. So I know Bully Ray is desperate to go back to WWE, and who wouldn't be after being in TNA for so long? But no, WWE. I mean, look, would they sign him with D-Von?
Maybe.
You know, maybe that's like a nostalgia act, Team 3D, you know, the Dudleys, yeah, that'd be kind of cool. But, you know, if they really wanted the guy, they would have signed him in the last 9 years, and they didn't. JBL versus the Bunny, I don't care. Fredro Frazier, his pay-per-view sucked. Yep, Matt Lopez, ROH Final Battle was better than this. You ain't kidding, dude.
I'm going back and watching that, you know, throughout the week, so...
Barrett, when is he coming back? He's supposed to come back either later this month or January.
Probably at the Rumble.
Yeah, probably at the Rumble.
At this point, you know.
Is Rey Mysterio really coming back? It's rumored he is, so hopefully he's healthy.
I don't see
it. Yeah. James Forsythe, I stopped watching Raw hoping that the ratings will go down and more people do this and realize that this is absolute garbage. Well, the rating wasn't good right now, you know, this last week, and right now the product's pretty cold. Oh, yeah.
You were mentioning about ROH in the tri-state area where you live, and there is a rumor that they're talking to a outlet, so probably MSG or something like that.
We'll see.
So, but, you know, again, you can go on their website and watch their show, their weekly TV show as well, which is what I do. So
I don't know, it's a convenience thing for me, and it's like I already watch a lot of wrestling, and I don't know, I'm really burned out by it. I'm kind of burned out by MMA too, but there have been some good shows as of late, but... Man, yeah, it's pretty oversaturated, and I'm pretty burned out by it. Okay, I'm just going to give you a little spoiler alert about Lucha Underground. Wait till you see the Aztec Warfare. All right, maybe I'll have to tune in for that then. Fred, do you think AJ Styles will win the ROH World title in 2015? If they know it's good for him, they'll give him the world title in 2015. He's awesome. You're right, Ross Gibby. Dusty Rhodes does give some creative input, but it's mostly Ryan Ward, from what I understand, and Triple H. Danielle Clemens, John Cena beats everyone. Yep. Okay. Reigns needs someone to speak for him, like a manager or partner. That ain't happening. Darius D, who do you think will beat Rusev? If it were up to me, I'd have Roman Reigns instead of John Cena, but it's probably going to be John Cena.
Yeah, but does that mean Cena's going to, like, keep the U.S. title from him? Or are they just going to, like, a non-title match?
I don't know. It'd be smart to give Cena the U.S. title and elevate that, but I don't know. Actually, I'd rather have Cesaro beat Rusev, but that's not going to happen. Or Sami Zayn.
Well, there's a rumor that U.S. title might go away anyway, so...
Yeah, they talk about, yeah, rumored to be a European title. Lana Instagrammed a picture of the European title, then deleted it. It would make no sense. I would do a Russian title. You mean a European title? Like, I don't know.
I got Barrett and Rusev and Cesaro.
If you're trying to get heat.
I know. It doesn't make any sense. Well, no.
Yeah, you're going to war on Europe?
Kind of like
storylines?
Russia, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Isn't Russia more in Asia anyway? Technically?
They kind of spread all across.
Yeah, it's Eurasia.
Well,
it's Eurasia.
Yes, there's more. Yeah, the former Soviet goes, Europe and all that. But that's the geography lesson, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, so. Mr. Racer. No Randy Orton, no Brian, no CM Punk. I can see why WWE sucks right now. Yes, but creative is pretty bad, too. And they do have guys that are more than capable of stepping up. They just aren't allowed to.
Yeah, well, remember last year at this time, we had Daniel Bryan, Randy Orton, and the product still sucked even worse.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Actually, I think it sucks now more because now you don't have the hope of Daniel Bryan because he you know, his future's really kind of in doubt right now. And
there's nothing to talk about. Yeah.
Terry Allen's asking if we
could. I'm getting screwed now.
Terry Allen's asking if we could call. That was the plan, Terry, but our Skype and phone lines seem to be bugging out, probably thanks to Dean Ambrose's exploding monitor, so my apologies. But shout out to Terry Allen at Mr. Reliable 5, who often tweets us and catches our shows. Nice guy, a big AJ Lee fan. I'm sure he's hoping that AJ Lee doesn't leave WWE, but I don't know. That seemed like a farewell to me. Maybe I'm wrong, but I mean, why would she lose so decisively like that?
Yeah, I think that was it. And that's a shame. And that's usually WWE's MO when somebody's leaving, is to kind of give them a screwy type of finish with, like that. And that's, you know, that's what they did with the stuff in the eyes and all that. So I don't think we're going to see AJ Lang anymore, which is a shame. But it does give somebody else a shot to step up, hopefully, and maybe they will.
Yeah. We'll go to a couple last comments and questions here. Yeah, I don't know what David Schneider's trying to ask me. He mentions that we've been on the air now for 5 years on YouTube. Yeah, woohoo! And you hate WWE Creative more than this. He's asking me, is this my least favorite year in wrestling as far as like this time period right now? Last year was really bad too. Last year was really, really bad. I mean, last year's probably worse because at least the shows have been relatively decent, but I think this year might be even worse just because the fact that it's almost a repeat of last year in a sense that you feel like there's no hope. And even with them elevating new guys like Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose and stuff, I mean, they just jobbed Dean Ambrose out. Bray Wyatt's already kind of dead. Seth Rollins is great, but, you know, they have these stupid finishes. John Cena's still on top, and nothing necessarily wrong with that, but it's like, you know, after all this time. And, you know, Daniel Bryan, my favorite wrestler, a guy who captured a lot of the fans' imagination, a guy who I think fans had a legitimate emotional connection with for the first time in years, is on the shelf. So, yeah, I think it's pretty bad. I mean, I'd say I'll combine it. The last year has been pretty bad. And it just, I'm so tired of this thing where it's like, oh, we got momentum for WrestleMania. Oh, TV starts being good. Then it sucks. Then it's good around SummerSlam, and it sucks again. Like, I'm tired of that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, look, I know you can't hit a home run all the time, but you got to find different ways to maintain some level of interest. You know what I mean? Have some good shows, and yeah, I don't know. I am pretty disenchanted with wrestling. This probably is the most disenchanted I've ever been with pro wrestling in my life. It really is. I'm really not feeling it. It's not to say I won't still occasionally go to some Pro Wrestling Syndicate shows and support a couple of my buddies there. That's not to say I won't watch New Japan. That's not to say I won't even watch WWE, albeit probably on DVR, on delay. But man, you know, I'll be honest with you guys. I'm lacking passion for this stuff. And, you know, some people ask me, why did you stop doing the pay-per-view live chats and this and that? Well, if I'm not passionate about it and I'm not feeling it, it's going to equal not my best effort. And if I can't give you guys my best effort, why am I going to half-ass something? You know what I mean? You've been loyal to me from the start. I'm not going to freaking give you guys crap content, which is why I'd rather focus on things that actually excite me, you know, that are sort of wrestling-related as well, and, you know, give you guys great content there, as opposed to just recapping crap and wasting 3 hours of my life, which is what I did tonight. I wasted 3 hours of my life, although I am glad I get to talk to all you guys. That is my number one perk here. Is Batista coming back for one last match? We'll see. He's got the Bond movie. He's starting the remake to Kickboxer. He's doing very well for himself. And last one right here. I heard we're going to get another Randy Orton Caden feud, FML. I don't think we are, but if we do, yeah.
I think we're going to get a Randy Orton versus Caden versus Kansas Security versus Seth Rollins or, Big Show again. We'll have one of those.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, and just recap NXT, Fred. Well, even NXT is decent. Like, it's a simple show, but it's not like it's a home run all the time. I don't know. I need a break from wrestling. That's all I got
to say. It's an easy show to watch on the network, but yeah, it's
overrated sometimes.
Spoiler alert, but if you go back and read the spoilers, there's not a whole lot to really talk about.
And it's over. And honestly, sometimes there's times where it's really overrated too. It's just like, all right, like, pull back. You know, like, not that it's bad. But, you know, it is what it is.
It's the old Mark Sanchez. Everybody's so tired of Nick Foles. They want Sanchez. Everybody's tired of the main roster. They think NXT is, you know, superior.
Yeah, and by the way, let's get an update on good old Mark Sanchez. It was I know it was the Dez Bryant show today. Looks like the Cowboys, are they still
Cowboys
playing?
Cowboys won.
Okay.
Eagles are now not in the playoffs, which, for me, I'm not going to cry about that, even though I do root for the Eagles. I have tickets to a show January 4th at the Wells Fargo Center, and if the Eagles are not a 1 or 2 seed and they win a division, I might get stuck with that traffic. So I'm kind of like, all right, this is fine by me.
Yeah, well. You know, I guess Philly does need Foles. They just didn't realize it till now. So hey,
offering. If anybody has any ties to the Eagles as a Jet fan, I'm offering our first round pick for Nick Foles and 2 number 1 picks in the future, so you can get Marcus Mariota and let him be a bust right there.
Oh, come on, that's mean. Although Johnny Manziel looked horrible. Oh my God! We'll see what see what happens. He's another Lebanese brother from another mother. Actually, I think he might technically be Syrian because his family.
Maybe Johnny Manziel should come out with $1 million belt one day. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, be a pro wrestler. Why not?
Why not? Just have him come out with the belt. That's what they're gonna do. If they ever like win something, he'll just have like that $1 million belt.
Hell yeah, that'd be great. But hey, he's got to win some games first. This pay per view, not a win by WWE. Folks, I'm going to get on out of here. I'm mentally drained from this crap. If you enjoyed this recap, yeah, me too. If you enjoyed this video, please click the like button. Please share this with all your friends. If you like video games as well, please feel free to check out our video game section. I'll have a couple reviews up later this week. I just uploaded a review of Tales from the Borderlands. If you plan on buying the season pass on Steam, episodes 1 through 5, there are some minor spoilers because it's a story-driven game, but I'd love it if you could check it out, maybe share it with your friends. Also have reviews of a number of NBA games. I'll be doing some more Daddy B 2K15 content, although that game got kind of old kind of fast. But stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for some exclusive interviews and much, much more coming your way. If you have any suggestions as far as games you'd like us to review and check out, as well as anything else in sports entertainment, please just leave a comment below. Actually, best way would be to tweet us. And to leave a comment below after we sign off, because a lot of the live comments disappear because Google Plus is like that these days. So if you have any suggestions, any questions I didn't get to, comments, whatever, feel free to tweet us at Fred Ricciani, at Sports Courier. You can hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Sports Courier. And don't forget to subscribe. Until next time, everybody, as always, enjoy the matches. Guess I got to clean up that debris from Dean Ambrose, right? From the exploding monitor. Ugh, not looking good.